The latest from podnews.net. 39% of internet users consume podcasts every month. That's according to research from Global Web Index. Meanwhile, in Australia, Roy Morgan research claims something rather different. Only 8.1% of Australians are downloading podcasts every month, according to that company. That data is compiled using face-to-face interviews. Global Web Index is an online survey of people up to 64. And Edison Research's Infinite Dial research, which is usually the gold standard here, says that the number is 32% in the US and 22% in Australia. Poor quality audio is less believable. That's according to research from the University of Southern California. It's highlighted by Squadcast, who unveil Squadcast version 2 today. The new design has been redesigned for mobile and desktop and allows high quality interviews from anywhere in the world. Google have added an assistant card to help you resume the podcast you were listening to earlier. The card appears on Android phones. Edison Research's Tom Webster muses on what will kill podcasting. The death of RSS won't, but there's something else that will. You'll find links in our episode notes and our newsletter today. Congratulations to podcast host Messi, which has been announced as one of the startups selected for the second Comcast NBC Universal Lift Labs Accelerator powered by Techstars. A 13-week program will see Messi's CEO Molly Beck partnering with mentors and teams in Philadelphia. Messi is a long-time PodNews supporter. In Australia, Mamma Mia has launched a second daily podcast called The Spill. It's a daily entertainment news podcast. And by the way, one of four podcasts in Apple Podcasts called The Spill. Mamma Mia's other podcast, The Quickie, has now surpassed 2 million listens. It launched on the 18th of February, so that's an average of 18,000 downloads per episode. Australian media outlets are competing with true crime podcasts investigating the disappearance of three-year-old William Tyrrell. Where's William Tyrrell was launched by CBS-owned television network 10 in June, but rival The Australian, a Murdoch-owned newspaper, has just announced Nowhere Child. And Melbourne's RMIT has featured a podcast produced by an alumnus of the university. Moonshot, in spite of the name, doesn't have anything to do with Neil Armstrong, which makes a difference this week. Instead, it focuses on crazy ideas that just might change the world. And in podcasts today, we mentioned the Brighter Thinking Pod from Cambridge University Press and How to Build a Dating App, which has a 3-episode special about succeeding on the TV show Dragon's Den. If you're from the US, Shark Tank. If you're Finnish, The Lion's Den. If you're Japanese, Money Tigers. If you're Spanish, Your Opportunity. And if you're Ukrainian, Business Sharks. Consistency, eh? And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.